Worshipful fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Seek the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, you who have acted in compliance with his revealed will and have kept his commandments. Seek righteousness, seek humility, and you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Serve the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, affliction and adversity. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship, vainly puffed up by this fleshly mind. But as the elect of God, put on tender mercies, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Titus 3 verse 2 says, speak evil of no one, be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Likewise, you who are younger and of lesser rank, be subject to the elders, the ministers and the spiritual guides of the church, giving them due respect and yielding to their counsel. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. I'm reminded of the verse that says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he will and may exalt you. Yes, he will. He will exalt you if only you humble yourself. Oh, come on. Just sing the song and just declare today. Lo musongak, wanele bonke abazithobile. And give God the glory. Come on. Lo musongak.